You're listening to SBS News.
The ceasefire in Gaza has held for a third day, allowing hundreds of thousands of exhausted Palestinians to make the long journey back north to Gaza City. Returning to what's left of their homes, people in Gaza say the scale of Israel's destruction is even worse than imagined. Accompanied by the familiar sound of drones overhead, Ismail al-Jamal returned to his home in the Sheikh Radwan neighbourhood of Gaza City. Relieved initially by the ceasefire, he now says he feels like he's walked into yet another crisis.
We didn't expect it to be to this degree. I mean, not one home in the whole street is standing or is even hollowed out. They're all level to the ground. It's all destruction. I mean, I'm one of the people who couldn't get a shirt out of the house. It is destruction that is indescribable, honestly.
With aid now able to enter Gaza, reporters on the ground say they've seen over 200 aid trucks unload at the Kerem Shalom crossing. The director of Al-Shifa Hospital in northern Gaza City, Dr. Mohammed Abu Salmia, told Al Jazeera medical facilities have not yet received desperately needed supplies. United Nations humanitarian chief Tom Fletcher says the next few days will be critical.
There are so many things that could go wrong in the coming days and weeks, but all of us working on this want to get the hostages home, and we want to get masses and masses of aid, a massive influx of aid, into Gaza to save as many lives as possible.
Under the ceasefire agreement, Hamas is due to release the remaining Israeli hostages in the coming hours. Israeli officials say not all deceased hostages are expected to be returned on Monday, adding that an international body will be established to locate the remains of those not returned. However, it is expected that all 20 living Israeli hostages will be released together. Alana Zaitchik is the relative of living Israeli hostage David Cunyo.
Really excited. Like, I haven't smiled like this in, I mean, probably over 2 years at this point. And I'm also a little nervous, of course. I'm sort of bracing for what will come with it, how he will look, what condition he will be in, we don't really know. So I'm sort of, you know, bracing for that while still remaining really optimistic and hopeful and excited. And I can't wait to see him reunited with my cousin and with their children.
Under US President Donald Trump's proposed plan, once Hamas has handed over the hostages, Israel will begin releasing around 2,000 Palestinian detainees in exchange. Around 1,700 of the Palestinians being released by Israel were captured by Israeli forces in the last 2 years, but have not been charged with any crime. Following the exchange, President Trump is expected to address the Israeli Knesset before heading to Egypt, where he will co-host a Gaza peace summit with his Egyptian counterpart, President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Boarding Air Force One, Mr. Trump says this deal has made everyone happy.
Everybody's cheering at one time. That's never happened before. Usually if you have one cheering, the other isn't. The other is the opposite. This is the first time everybody is amazed and they're thrilled, and it's an honor to be involved, and we're going to have an amazing time, and it's going to be something that's never happened before.
In Tel Aviv, hundreds gathered to fly both U.S. and Israeli flags, cheering in hopeful anticipation of the hostage release. Ahead of the return, hospitals have prepared long-term rehabilitation capsules. Professor Noah Eliakim-Riz is the head of Returning Hostages Unit at Rabin Medical Center.
Every returnee has a capsule of caregivers, a doctor, a nurse, a psychosocial worker, a dietitian, and they all take care of one returnee, and that's the same team that will follow him in rehabilitation also. So continuation of care is something very important here.
For Palestinians in Gaza and abroad, however, the news of a ceasefire is bittersweet. With the UN Satellite Center estimating at least 83% of buildings in Gaza are destroyed or damaged, and dozens of bodies already discovered under the rubble in recent days, fears linger about the extent of damage and death in Gaza. In the US, Palestinian-American Mohammed Enaya says the guilt of surviving will stay with him.
It's unbearable and unbelievable. And here I am, you know, I'm sure you can see where I live. You can see the survival guilt. that we live by every day. Every time I take a sip of water, I say, sorry, Gaza. Every time I take a shower, I say, sorry, Gaza. Every time I go underneath my blanket with my pillows, I say, I'm sorry, Gaza. I stop saying grace or alhamdulillah or bismillah. The only thing that comes to mind is sorry, Gaza. That's what I keep repeating.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.